This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was a little girl, I never wanted to be a little girl. I wanted to be a guy. I thought boys had more fun. I wanted to grow up to be like my dad. I didn't want to grow up to be like my mom. I wanted to be able to pee standing up. I just thought boys had more fun. I couldn't stand dolls. I didn't want to learn how to cook. I wanted to play with dirt and, you know, Transformers, robots in disguise. I just thought, you know, the boys, and Big Wheel, I loved my Big Wheel. And the boys were more fun than the girls. And boys got to be outside with their shirts off. They got to be out there with their shirts off. Well, I didn't want to have to wear a shirt. What did my mommy say? No, you're a girl. You have to wear a blouse. I don't want to wear a blouse. You got to wear a blouse. No, why? Well, because one day you're going to have boobies. Well, I don't have them now, and I don't want them. I did not want them. I saw my mom. My sister was developing hers. I wanted nothing to do with that. Little did I know they would get me out of a lot of speeding tickets. So now I'm happy I have them. And it was really easy to feed your kids, you know, in a movie theater, and you saved money on popcorn because you could just breastfeed them. So I'm happy now that I have breasts, but I didn't, as a kid, didn't want anything to do with them. I wanted to be shirtless. Well, what's happening now? We're not identifying gender. There's this big push that when you have a kid, you don't tell them that they're a boy or a girl. There's this push to have them decide on their own. So then, are we going to allow our kids to be shirtless? What if you have a daughter who doesn't want to identify as a girl and is 15? Will she be allowed to be shirtless? Probably not. Because right now the culture says, oh, you have to cover up. But things are changing now. There's this big push to cancel things and maybe uncancel others. So if you think this is far-fetched, we saw a movement now, something really interesting, in Facebook. Facebook now has like an oversight committee, or it's their own Supreme Court, and they will ban certain things that they feel they need to, but now there's been calls for transparency. You know, why is Trump getting banned and, you know, other people aren't when they incited violence or whatever. So Facebook, I guess, had to come forward and explain why they canceled a photo of a woman who had her nipples showing. And the woman had claimed that that was for breast cancer. That was for breast cancer awareness. Facebook, from what I understand, reinstated the photo. And I think this is the start of there being this movement to not cover up or cancel nudity. We spoke about how there were movements in multiple cities years ago, about a decade ago, where they wanted women to be able to be shirtless if they wanted to. And in fact, you know, a lot of men supported that as well. I don't think you guys want to see me shirtless. I mean, you know, unless you're staring at my feet, you're really not going to see much. And so there's been this push that, you know, how come men, you know, don't have to wear a bra and all that, you know, when women do. Now, personally, if I had to pick a side, I don't really think I want to see a bunch of public nudity. I don't. I think there's going to be a lot of room for attacks and assault and things getting, I mean, you know, I have to really harness my puppies because I just don't want it to get caught in some sort of a meat grinder. I'm just like, you know, I just really think that certain things need to be protected, just like guys. You know, I think it's very hard for men to walk around naked all the time. I think they like the support. I don't know. I don't have testicles, but my guess is if I did have testicles, I would kind of want to keep them close and not just have them hanging out there that could unfortunately get, you know, stepped on or something. Or squashed. Or, I don't know, hit by a dodgeball. But I really predict, I foresee that in the next 10 years, there is going to be this push to allow genders all across to be able to express themselves equally when it comes to clothing. Same thing with men. Now, men may not like the fact that they can't wear, you know, G-strings like women can. Women all over Facebook, as long as their top is covered, they can wear hardly any bottoms. Well, what if men want to do that too? And if we're going to move towards being a gender-free society where somebody isn't a man or somebody isn't a woman, then is the next push going to be, what about the rules on nudity? Somebody says, look, I identify as a woman. Women are allowed to express their bodies. Let me express mine. Or I identify as a man. I don't care if, my mammary glands are more, you know, protuberant than a male's mammary glands. Let me be who I be. So, you know, don't be surprised if you start seeing more nudity on Facebook. I mean, I think there's going to be this move that being naked or having body parts is not dirty. A desexualization of body parts. Now, I get asked all the time, you know, with kids, when should kids stop seeing parents naked? And the answer we've given them, there's no general rule, is when they start to wonder and it starts to make them feel awkward. They start to, my kids, I have boys and they were in and out of my bathroom all the time. And when they were younger, whatever. But once I think I said, guys, you know, I'm taking a shower, I think that's when they realized mom needs privacy. And that they were at that age when they were younger that, okay, you know what? I'm not going to walk in on mom anymore. She, you know, even though I didn't care when they were babies. And by the way, when they were babies, if you had to take a shower and there was nobody to watch them, you know, you kind of had them play in an area off to the side. So, you know, you'd put them in the playpen. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't know how much I agree with it. You know, I don't think I want to see a lot of nudity on social media, but don't be surprised if that comes next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We have some breaking news. Six people are dead after a liquid nitrogen leak at a Georgia poultry plant. This happened earlier this morning in northeast Georgia, and it killed six people. Multiple others have been taken to the hospital. Apparently, the leak happened at 10:12 a.m. at Prime Pack Foods, according to Hall County Fire Department. Five people died at the Gainesville plant before they could be taken to the hospital. One person died in the ER, according to Northeast Georgia Health System. They say at least nine other people have been currently hospitalized, three said to be in critical condition. Officials say three Gainesville firefighters and one firefighter from Hall County also had to go to the hospital. Apparently, they had respiratory complaints. Brackett said about 130 workers were taken by bus to a nearby church where they could be examined for injuries, and then some had to be taken to the hospital. Students are currently being kept safe at a nearby elementary school. The leak is contained and is not airborne. They had to close about 1.5 miles of road. So Prime Pack Foods merged into Foundation Food Group, a company that takes raw chicken, processes it into products like chicken fingers and individual chicken cuts for restaurants and food service prep. You know, like fajita strips, things like that. The company's CEO did not immediately return a phone call seeking comments. Obviously, they're dealing with this right now. And Gainesville is in the center of the Georgia poultry industry. It's the nation's largest poultry industry in Georgia. Thousands of employees work for multiple processing plants. So, we'll keep you posted as we hear more, but that's very, very tragic. And we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines today is the South African variant of COVID has been identified in two cases coming from South Carolina. This is no shock. We figured the South Carolina variant would be here, but experts are a little concerned because they think that the Brazilian variant and the South African variant may be resistant to our vaccine protocols. So it isn't something we wanted here, but, by the time we hear about anything circulating, it's already here. So it has a similar mutation to the UK strain, but they think it's a little different. This one is called B1351. And it had been circulating South Africa. We believe it was found in other countries. And now two specimens coming out of South Carolina had gone to the CDC. CDC wrote South Carolina health officials, South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, saying, yep, these are the South African variant. Now, both cases were identified in adults, one from Low Country and one from the PD region. But neither of them had traveled anywhere near South Africa. I don't think they traveled at all. So there's also no connection between those two cases. So it's not like, they lived in the same household, which means two separate people must have acquired it locally, which means the South African variant is probably around South Carolina at least. So DHEC Interim Public Health Director Dr. Brandon Traxler said the arrival of the SARS-CoV variant in our state is an important reminder to all South Carolinians that the fight against a deadly virus is far from over. He says that we know viruses mutate to live and live to mutate. That's why it's critical that we all continue to do our part by taking small actions that make a big difference. He recommends wearing masks, staying at least 6 feet apart from others, avoiding large crowds, washing your hands, getting tested often, and when we can, getting vaccinated. I know many of you are still confused as to, how vaccination is going to prevent us from becoming sick by the variants. All we could go on is the circulating strains now. And if you have access to a vaccine now, you might want to take advantage of it. It will provide at least some protection. Many, health officials think it will protect fairly well against these variants, but we don't know 100%. I know that Moderna is currently working on a booster shot for the South African variant, but, it's the here and now, and so that's kind of how we're approaching it. And I get it's frustrating. I don't blame you, whether the South African variant is going to become the main strain or not, currently we're looking at a lot of homegrown strains, we're looking at the old strain, and we're looking at the UK strain. So our current vaccines are doing the best they can. And, the other thing, too, about, if you could get a vaccine now, should you do it? Remember I told you AstraZeneca vaccine won't be indicated, at least in Germany, to older individuals. That same might hold true here in the United States. In fact, the FDA has been slow to approve the AstraZeneca vaccine. So, we hear that Biden's going to purchase another 200 million doses, and they're being very, aggressive and assertive when it comes to the vaccine rollout. But if we don't have enough vaccine, you might have to take what you could get. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on with the South African strain. The Brazilian strain is concerning scientists, too. We don't think the Brazilian strain is here in the United States, but if we've heard about it and if it's been identified, I wouldn't be surprised if we have it. Now, experts fear that natural immunity is going to be difficult to project onto this strain. So if you had an earlier coronavirus infection, let's say last March, they don't think that's going to be good enough for you to be able to evade this Brazilian strain. Experts say Brazilian city of Manaus should have had herd immunity after 75% caught the virus during the first wave. Yet it suffered a devastating second wave And that has led to speculation that the new P1 variant can escape immunity. And if that means the vaccines were worked on over a year ago, or over the past year, the vaccines might not work as well. That's why they're concerned. Brazilians should have had herd immunity from 75% of this one city getting it. And they didn't. That's why I'm not that optimistic about herd immunity. The strain is called P1. It appeared in December cases. They spiked again. We talked about how, I believe you could get COVID twice. It could either be the same COVID reactivating or it could be a new COVID infection. Scientists say that this P1 could make the vaccine less effective because they rely on the same types of antibodies. That's what the mRNA is from Pfizer and Moderna. It's an mRNA coding for the original COVID virus. So they have to fine-tune it. The only thing is if these variants are so different, if you have a Brazilian variant, you have the South African variant, you have the UK variant, you might have to inject multiple mRNAs. I'm not sure how they would do that. So we're working as quickly as we go. Now, of course, people are asking, why is it taking so long? Why are vaccines taking so long to make? Why is the EU preventing exports to other countries because they aren't getting theirs? Well, just because Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech and Moderna were able to create a vaccine in the lab, were able to make 30,000, 40,000 doses to test people, doesn't mean they have the ability to scale up production to hundreds of millions of doses. Well, we have 6 billion people on the globe. That's a lot. Not to mention the glass, the stoppers, all the other supplies. And so making genetic code material like mRNA and having it coated in a ball of fat does take time. They could tweak it probably within a matter of weeks if they had to. But to revamp up production, that's what's taking so long. And then on top of that, the shipment. Shipping something and making sure it stays cold. Negative 70 degrees cold. So you need to have enough boxes. You need to have enough freezing packaging material. Dr. Drew Weissman of the University of Pennsylvania helped pioneer the mRNA technology and said, making small amounts of mRNA in a research lab is easy, but prior to this, nobody made a billion doses or 100 million or even a million. Scaling up doesn't mean multiplying ingredients to, fit a bigger vat. It means you have to make mRNA, you need this, according to Fox News, this chemical reaction between the genetic building blocks, enzymes, and sometimes the enzymes don't work as efficiently in larger volumes, which means they have to make multiple smaller scale batches. AstraZeneca is using an adenovirus. Well, then you have to work with a virus. You have to grow that virus. You have to extract it, purify it. If the cells get old or tired or start changing, then you have variability of it. So, we used to take the virus and kill it. Those were inactivated vaccines, but you still have to extract it. It still took time. Look at how much time it took to make, flu. Flu shots, we start basically in February of the season before. It takes about 6 months, but we already kind of have the process, and not everybody gets the flu vaccine. A lot of people don't want it. So there are a lot of logistics, so I hope that kind of explains. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are dying on America's highways since the coronavirus outbreak began a year ago. New research shows the rate of traffic deaths jumped during the first 6 months of 2020 when the pandemic shut down businesses and commuting dropped as more people worked from home. The pandemic significantly cut down on traffic, but the rate of deaths per mile driven jumped 18%, hitting the highest level in at least a dozen years. Two people in South Carolina are infected with the highly transmissible coronavirus strain from South Africa. State officials not releasing the names of the individuals, but did say they both had no recent travel history. The State Department of Health saying they both are adults. Three COVID-19 variants of concern are spreading across the planet, and now all three have been identified in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey led a six-state coalition writing that state attorneys general will be vigilant in watching for and opposing federal overreach, especially when such actions put jobs and civil liberties at risk. Morrisey adding,
a lot of their initiatives we're seeing, these are the appetizers before the main dish. They're going to be coming, trying to renew the Clean Power Plan and a lot of the initiatives and go even further than Barack Obama. I don't think they could come up and develop enough jobs to make up for the loss we're going to see. It's sending a message that this administration is going to go after fossil fuels and related manufacturing jobs, and that's where we step up, because every time you hear John Kerry or Joe Biden talk about these new jobs or let them do data, it's the equivalent of let them eat cake.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is meeting with former President Trump in Florida on Thursday. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Someone's getting sick of their kids. I love my kids. I think they're older and they need to be out and around. And, you know, my son who goes to college, even though they're on virtual learning, he still goes and studies in the library and does his thing. They, you know, kids are social. My other one is still doing virtual school. He prefers not being around the teachers who could yell at him, of course, you know, because he's kind of like me, class clown. So, you know, he likes to, you know, make jokes and, you know, do things in the back of class. And then he gets in trouble. Mr. Wax? Yes. Do I need to call your mother? You're not going to like her. She's going to... If you're mad at me, you're really going to get mad at her. I'm going to call your mother anyway. So I've gotten a lot of phone calls from the schools over the years from my kids. They're comedians. They want to be around others. And, you know, I get it. And so there's been a big disparity of who's going back to school, who's not going back to school. And throughout the country, you have some school districts that are like, the kids are back, the kids are going back. If you have an outbreak, we shut that class down, send people home, the kids are back. You've had others where teachers are like, we're in hot spots, it's not safe. In fact, in Chicago, there's a huge back and forth between the Chicago Teachers Union and Chicago public school students. State officials want the kids back to school. Chicago teachers are fighting back. They actually made this video of a bunch of them dancing, you know, trying to promote health, you know, and say, you know, the teacher's health. And that's kind of been the issue in a nutshell. You know, CDC says kids should go back. The American Academy of Pediatricians say kids should go back. But teachers are like, yeah, but in order for kids to go back, you need us. So teachers are like, but we're adults. And what do we do if we get sick? And what do we do if we get a sniffles and then we have to quarantine? So it's been, you know, if you kept the school open and you had it worked out and you had everybody on board, it continued and it worked. But when you didn't have people on board and there was a lot of fear and a lot of scare, and it might have been in a city where there was a lot of unfortunate, you know, high cases, if you don't have the teachers on board, if teachers don't want to go back and teach the students, not so much because they don't want to teach, but because they don't want to be exposed, then we really don't have a place to send our kids to. So in Southern Nevada, and I live in Southern Nevada, I live in Las Vegas. Love Las Vegas. Go Golden Knights, which, by the way, the game was postponed. I've got to figure out what happened there. I just heard the game was postponed. I live in Southern Nevada, and, you know, for us, parents have been pretty upset. Now, the city is looking like a ghost town. Our resort corridor is, I think, operating only at 20%, if that. And, you know, we don't really have a lot of hospitals. We have good hospitals, but we don't have enough hospital beds for our state. And the kids were promised that, you know, they were going to go back. There was going to be some sort of a hybrid model, and there wasn't. Parents were getting angry. However, the school district, teachers, and understandably so, were concerned about going back. And so when you don't have teachers that are ready to go back, you know, a lot of teachers want to, but a lot of teachers don't. So right now, they're kind of, I always bring up the, you can't say poop or get off the pot a lot on this show. So I always bring up the Die Hard 2 analogy, where the planes just had to land no matter what because they were running out of fumes and just going to go for it. So that's what's happening, and they're going to start with the youngest of the kids, the pre-K to third grade. They're actually going to get questionnaires from parents. It's going to be on a volunteer basis, but they're making a move by March 1 for some students to come back. Now, some parents are loving the idea. Others are like, this is still going to be a logistical mess because, you know, what if all the teachers are on board? Well, pre-K to third grade, what's really interesting is I know a lot of educators who deal with the young ones, and they really miss them. You know, when you're a part of a student's life and you know, you haven't seen them for a year, even though most likely they'd have a different teacher, I think those that deal with the young ones, I think they're clawing at the door. I mean, you know, I've taught in multiple capacities throughout the years. I love it. It is really hard to be away from students. And so fortunately, students I've had throughout the years, you know, stay in touch with me, and I get to see them grow and, you know, become grown-up doctors or, you know, go to college. And it's amazing to see how, you know, everybody progresses. And so I think there's a huge, shall we say, enthusiasm for the young educators and those that deal with the younger you know, students to come back. So there's probably more of a teacher pool to come back. Also, your substitute pool is easier when you have younger kids. Because, for example, if you are an AP calculus teacher and you call out, how many substitutes can teach AP calculus? But if you're a pre-K or a first grade teacher, you just, I mean, you know, substitute teacher, you can jump in. I mean, you know, I used to be able to tutor people in calculus. Now, maybe I can only do algebra at the most. So the younger students, I think it's a brilliant idea in terms of getting these kids that have the highest growth curve in their youngest age, to at least allow some sort of a hybrid model so that these students can go and be around others. Because if teachers do have to call out, there should be plenty of substitute teachers that can at least do that curriculum. It's a simpler curriculum. You still have to be very adept in child education, but they're easier topics. Now, one hesitation I had early on, which a lot of us doctors did, is we didn't know much about this virus. We were very concerned that if a child got the virus, even if they might not have exhibited symptoms or had severe COVID, does the virus live in their system? Could the virus cause brain damage? Could the virus cause cancer later? Well, it is a concern with any virus, unfortunately. And I think there are a lot of things out there that we don't know that could be an issue. You know, like when we see, you know, people get pancreatic cancer, like Alex Trebek and, you know, Michael Landon and Aretha Franklin, you know, pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, you know, we don't know all the causes to it. And, you know, one theory might be, you know, somebody who gets a virus to their pancreas that causes diabetes, that virus might, you know, be a cause of possibly a later malignancy. So, you know, to stop children from basically living and growing and learning because of a fear of the unknown, you know, I understand our approach early on, but if we're now going into a year, sometimes we have to pooper get off the pot. Now, the next question is the vaccines. Are teachers going to get vaccinated? Well, if teachers want to go back, they want to be vaccinated so they can, you know, feel safe around the kids and they could feel they don't hopefully spread the virus. Vaccine doesn't mean you can't spread it. Vaccine just means you won't have severe illness. But at least teachers getting vaccines, which I'm for, will allow them to have that, you know, protection, because we don't want teachers coming down with COVID and dying. With AstraZeneca vaccine, however, with AstraZeneca vaccine, we're not supposed to give, according to the indications for it, AstraZeneca is a vaccine indicated for non-seniors. If you're over 65, in Germany, you're not getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. In America, we've been very slow to approve it because, again, it's not, I believe, indicated in the senior population. So a worry I have is with the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, should those vaccines be then saved for the seniors and then give the teachers the AstraZeneca vaccine if they're in that age group? So it's a little tricky because some places are moving teachers up at the same time as older individuals, and older individuals I think are going to take a long time to vaccinate the majority of. But if we are purchasing, I don't know how many, you know, millions of doses of AstraZeneca, and you can't give AstraZeneca to a part of the population, we might need to now start triaging. The only problem is if teachers want to go back by March 1, they got to get vaccinated now. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how this pans out. I think, you know, we are going to see a lot of enthusiasm from parents bringing their kids back. Hopefully we see enthusiasm from teachers who feel safe, and we'll see how it goes. I'll let you know, 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if you have been following this story for decades. The Russia's quote-unquote Dead Mountain tragic event where it was called the Dyatlov Pass incident, where 9 young hikers died in mysterious circumstances. So back in January 1959, a group of 9 young hikers, 7 men and 2 women, were in the Russia's Ural Mountains. And they were going to a peak locally known as Dead Mountain. The hikers had pitched their tents at the base of a small slope. There was a blizzard that chilled the night air to a negative 19 degrees Fahrenheit, but they never made it to their next, you know, point. And investigators took about a month to find all nine bodies, and they were scattered amidst the snow, trees, ravines of dead mountains. Some of the hikers were half-dressed in just their socks and long underwear. Some had broken bones, cracked skulls. Some were missing their eyes. One woman had lost her tongue, they believe, from wildlife. The tent was half buried in the snow and apparently slashed open from the inside. But you saw some of the hikers' neatly folded clothes, half-eating provisions. So when I heard about this, you know, growing up, I was like, well, it must have been an avalanche. You know, maybe an avalanche came and busted through and they rolled and fell and, you know. Yeah, but apparently there's been multiple theories out there, and they figured it out. They said all nine hikers had died of hypothermia, which we know it's where if you're in chilling temperatures, you die because your body temperature drops so cold that your heart stops beating. And a Russian investigation concluded at the time that they died of hypothermia because of a compelling natural force. But the compelling force, you know, wasn't identified yet. And so it's been called the Dyatlov Pass incident. And so people thought maybe it was aliens to an abominable snowman. I believe that came out like in the 90s. And now a study said that they really think it was a small avalanche that was triggered under unusual conditions that pummeled the hikers as they slept. It then forced them to flee their tent into the cold, dark night. And so some might have had a crushed skull. Others might have survived, but then eventually died because of hypothermia. Unfortunately, nobody survived to tell the story. And these were just young hikers, young, you know, hikers. And apparently the layer of snow was huge, to, I mean, fully engulf. So the avalanche hypothesis is not new. Two federal Russian investigations completed in 2019 and 2020 also concluded that the hikers were most likely driven by a slab avalanche. So a slab avalanche is an avalanche that occurs when a slab of snow near the surface breaks away from a deeper layer of snow, slides downhill in blocky chunks. But it's been criticized because there's been a lot of counter-arguments. They say, well, there was no sign of an avalanche when the rescuers arrived at the campsite 26 days after the hikers went missing. And the slope where the hikers built their camp had an incline of less than 30 degrees, which is kind of the minimum angle for an avalanche to occur. They said, third, there was evidence that the hikers fled their tents in the middle of the night, meaning the avalanche was triggered hours after the highest risk event when the hikers built their camp. And they said it was a process that involved cutting into the face of the slope to create a flat surface below their tent and a sheer wall of snow next to it. That's kind of what they used to do. And then some hikers had head and chest injuries that avalanches don't cause. Well, I think they can if you're rolling and falling. So people didn't know if they were attacked or, you know, they were running from animals. And obviously when it snows, you don't have the tracks. But it's a real shame because these were, you know, young people that wanted to enjoy nature, and it scared a lot of people from, unfortunately, you know, being out there in nature. So in the study, researchers learned that the angle of the slope near the hiker's campsite was about 28 degrees. Subsequent snowfalls might have smoothed the angle. And so it's, you know, that's the latest theory. It's still tragic, and, you know, I'm glad they're still investigating it because people have wanted to know what the heck happened, but it's going to, you know, going to still probably be debated for a while. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One debate we shouldn't have is, you know, how we approach the TSA and the great work they do, and then how people that are predators can get into the TSA and assault women. So a former officer with the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, has been sentenced to 60 days in jail after pleading no contest to a case of false imprisonment back in June 2019 when he was accused of tricking a female traveler into showing him her breasts and letting him see down her pants. In addition to jail time, ex-TSA officer Jonathan Lamelli has been sentenced to 2 years of felony probation, 52 classes to address sexual compulsion, and has been prohibited from holding a position in security ever again. He also has to pay restitution to the victim. So Lamelli was formerly employed at LAX. He was charged February 2020 with one felony count of false imprisonment for intentionally and unlawfully detaining an individual through the use of fraud or deceit. This is according to Attorney General Xavier Becerra. So apparently the female passenger was stopped at the LAX and airport, and he claimed that he needed to look into her bra during a security screening. The woman told investigators he instructed her to hold her waistband out so he could look down her pants. He then allegedly told the woman she needed additional screening in a private room, took her into an elevator where he instructed her to lift her shirt and bra to show me her full breasts. She was allegedly, and then he allegedly looked into her pants one more time before allowing her to leave. Now, he resigned about a week after the incident before he could be terminated, we're being told by Fox News. TSA obviously does not tolerate illegal, unethical, or immoral conduct. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, people will claim, oh, you know, they just want to grope me. But every time I've been approached by the TSA, it's always been a female. And so whenever I've had to have security screenings, it's always been a female. I, you know, prefer to be in public. I don't like to go anywhere with them. And so if they have me stand to the side and they do what they do, I'd rather be there because my husband could be there, etc. And, yeah, sometimes they feel things that I didn't think they needed to. But you know what? I'm not in TSA. Maybe they have to be more aggressive. Who knows? But I recommend to anybody, you know, one is you go with a gender of one that you are comfortable with going, I guess. I don't understand how, you know, that didn't raise red flags, you know, among the other TSA agents, why a male was taking a female elsewhere. That's kind of not protocol, so I don't know how that happened. And unfortunately, though, you know, by fraud or deceit, this false imprisonment, you know, many of us think, well, if it's an authority of the government, we have to follow them. You do have rights, and you can, you know, deny a search and say, well, fine, I'm not going to go on the flight, or you can ask for another person. So if at all you're getting the heebie-jeebies, you could ask somebody else. But, you know, unfortunately, there are some real sick individuals that get through the system, and it's a shame. You know, there was a doctor that was examining me. I had been very new to doctors because I only remember going to the doctor rarely as a kid to a pediatrician. So when the doctor had me completely undressed and didn't really give me a drape, didn't have the nurse in the room and touched things I didn't think he should have, I didn't know. Cause I'm like, well, he's a doctor. And I've explained to the listeners many times what is an appropriate exam and what's an inappropriate exam. And I had no idea that what happened to me was inappropriate, of course, until I'm in medical school, and they said, so, you know, this person has a kidney stone. Did we order all the tests? Did we do anything else this patient needs? And I go, well, you didn't examine the breast. You didn't do this. You didn't do this. And they're like, what are you talking about? I go, well, when I had a kidney stone, that's what my doctor did. And that's when I realized that was completely inappropriate what he did. So things happen. There's predators out there, unfortunately. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.